All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and on this episode, I am joined by one of my local wrestling talents, and that is Jumbo Zamore. Jumbo, how you doing?
Doing well. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you for joining me. So, first question out of the chute. How did you get introduced into this wacky world of professional wrestling?
Well, I've been a fan since I was a little kid. Not sure exactly how I discovered it, but I remember just growing up and, you know, Monday nights being a everyday part of my life with, you know, Monday Night Raw. And I've always just had a passion for it. And one day I decided that I wanted to take the leap and be a part of that wacky world of wrestling.
So you say it's kind of been there in your background, your viewing habits. What time frame did you started watching?
As early as I would say 8 years old, I think, if I could remember correctly.
Oh, do you have any fond memories, anything that caught your eye that kind of like wowed you?
Oh yeah, like seeing characters like Kane and Mankind and characters like Doink the Clown, things that you don't see in your everyday life, and that's what really drew me in. And as a kid, I really believed that they were real people, and you know, they sold it to me really well. But it really fascinated me because I seen that it's like, oh, there's these crazy characters out there in the world that I could potentially come across, you know, and some of them have superpowers, you know, and so it just really drew me in. It kind of blurred the line between reality and fiction when I was a kid.
And were those your favorites, or did you have any more?
Yeah, I mean, I loved them all, but I liked, Mankind, Kane, of course, The Undertaker. I loved what he was doing when in the late 90s when he was doing his cult thing. That was always very fascinating to me. It was spooky. And just any character that seemed like unnatural, you know, I was always drawn to. Even like the Boogeyman, characters like that. I love seeing those type of characters.
Well, that's awesome. So then what precipitated the thought process in going into stepping into the ring yourself?
It's a bit of a frustration built up watching wrestling every week and not being able to be the one doing it. And eventually enough of it built up, you know, where I had to find a school and begin training. I had a normal 9-to-5 job. I did a lot of retail, a lot of different jobs, growing up. As soon as I got out of high school, did school, did college, but always felt like that wasn't for me, you know? And so eventually that frustration of wanting to be a wrestler and at first believing that there was no way in, or believing, oh, it's probably going to be impossible to become a wrestler. But then the more research I did, I found a school. I found a Rocky Mountain Pro and decided to take the leap, and been here ever since. And I definitely don't ever think of looking back.
Okay, well then that brings up a question I want to ask you then. You said you were frustrated with the mundane 9-to-5 type jobs, and then you also had those preconceived notions of, you know, getting into the business and found Rocky Mountain Pro. Did they disprove that with you fairly quickly, that when you got in and, you know, met them for the first time and started your training and such?
Yeah, as soon as I began training, or when I just day one out of my tryout, I seen what it took to be a wrestler, and I decided, or I didn't decide, but it dawned on me that, hey, if I put in work and I do my best, then it's not impossible, you know, and I can be a pro wrestler. And it totally changed the outlook that I had as far as how the business is. You know, I've up until that point, I didn't know. I've never seen it from the inside. And that was the first time, and it brought new inspiration, you know, new fire under was lit under me for sure.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Now, would you say, and I'm just, this is my, how I see you from this side of the ropes, but when you're talking about that, so one of the big things, did you believe that it's, you know, did you find out that it's not all physical and it's a lot more about character and doing the entertainment part as well?
Oh, correct.
That's what I see with you especially.
Yeah, definitely. When I first joined, I didn't know how character work, you know, worked. Yeah. I didn't know all the other nuances that were involved in wrestling, how to tell a story or that a story could be told. I understood a story was being told to me when I was watching wrestling. I didn't know that it was a big part of it as far as like the training you receive and what you're taught. And so knowing all that, it's definitely changed the way that I watch wrestling, but it's also, if you can see, I've been definitely molding and evolving, trying new things that I've now learned.
Okay. Yeah. And so, if people don't know, and they should, if not, go back and watch, old episodes of Charged and such, and Ignition and such. But you got brought in with JK Pop, with Johnny Casanova and Katie Koyama. How did breaking the fourth wall a little bit, how did that kind of get paired up that you they brought you in?
Well, when I started, I had no direction. I had no idea even where I wanted to take, I guess, my wrestling training to. And I was still very green. I just barely learning the ropes, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. But I figured, Johnny approached me and he's like, oh, you look like, you know, this wrestler from Japan named Jumbo Samuda. And that's how the Jumbo name got started. They felt that it would be appropriate for some vets to take me under their wing and kind of show me how to work a match. And it would, you know, would have been a lot, it became a lot easier to work with them. They're really great teachers, as well as being able to work tag team so that I can get my few minutes in, do my thing, and then be able to get out and take a break and not be totally entrusted to a full match where, you know, anything goes if you're inexperienced.
All right. Okay. And so, your first match, how was that like? What were you feeling? What were you thinking?
100% nerves. Forgetting everything that I was set to do, but I was with an experienced wrestler, and he took me through the match. We got through it, and I felt I did okay for my first match. I didn't totally whiff it. So I think Rocky Mountain Pro has some really good teachers, really good coaches, and I don't think they would have put me out there if they didn't feel I was ready to at least be out there.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And normally I ask about, you know, if you knew you were going to have your first match, but no punches pulled. You're with Rocky Mountain Pro. You know when you're going to have your first match. For the most part, right?
Yeah. they don't just shock you and be like, "Oh, by the way, you're getting out there right now today." Without preparation, you know, we're still students, and especially if we're new and we've never been out there, we're gonna know, and we're gonna usually be put with somebody that knows and that's a veteran, you know, to be able to take care of a new person.
Yeah, exactly. So now, speaking of that, you've kind of branched out on your own with your person in tow now a little bit. I don't know what we really call him besides just Kyle. how's that feel that you branched away a little bit and now you've kind of got somebody that's a, you know, breaking the fourth wall, somebody that's a little new to the business, and you're kind of leading his direction a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an honor because it lets me know that people believe that I'm in a position that can lead, and that means a lot to me because you know, I always have I'm always my own worst critic and always think I have a long way to go, but it definitely feels great, and Kyle's an excellent, you know, human being, and I'm glad to be able to be working with him, and he's picking things up very quickly. He's learning everything quick, so I wouldn't be shocked if he outshines me one day. But Kyle's, you know, he's actually here with me, so he's always, you know, tagging along.
No pun intended.
Yes.
Awesome. So, so far in your wrestling career, what have been your like aha moments? Going, I can't believe I got to go do that.
From day one, I mean, there's a lot, but getting to go to an Impact tryout was extremely huge to me. I understood what I was getting myself into. I'm still very green, but just getting to be able to do that, it was very motivating for me because it told me that the opportunities are there if I could just keep working hard and doing what I'm supposed to be doing, the opportunities will present themselves, and it wouldn't be an impossible or a far-fetched dream to say that one day I could end up on one of those programs.
Oh, awesome. How long ago was your Impact tryout that you went to?
Was it like two
Impact tryouts ago or so, was it?
It was the last one they had.
Okay, the last one in Vegas, just like about a month ago or so?
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay. How did that go?
It was a lot of fun. Got to see what that business looked like from the inside out. Got to see, you know, how wrestlers prepared at that level, and it was a lot of fun. It motivated me, and I got to meet a lot of stars that I watched on television and that I'm a big fan of. Mm-hmm. So it was a very special moment for me, and I hope to be able to return and learn from my mistakes and be able to go back and perhaps earn a job.
Yeah. And are we going to – I know that they are currently right now airing some of those episodes that they recorded. Are we going to be able to see you anywhere? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't. Maybe as a bystander, as a fan. But okay. I wasn't utilized as far as a person that you might see on TV.
Right. Yeah. Because I know we saw a couple of the RMP talent in the wedding. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we saw a couple of them. I just was curious if we happened. So you went out with all of them. You went out with Dewey Larson and Blake, and Porter Blake and everybody, you know, and them, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. I was out there with them.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, I know we saw them in the wedding. I just too bad you didn't get in there. You know, you could have you know, been in that audience. I don't see why not.
Yeah, no, but you know, these opportunities hopefully will open up again, and you know, I'm sure they'll need people again in the future.
All right. So you say that you're looking into that. What else you have your horizons on to get into, branch down to any other promotions or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I'm really trying to hone my craft and learn everything that I can. But at the same time, I am trying to reach out to promotions that will accept me. And at the moment, I understand that I have to, you know, kind of reach out to get a look. And I've been doing that. And if, you know, I've been getting a couple callbacks that say, hey, you know, we may or may not have a spot, but if you make it out here, you know, we'll see. And, you know, myself and Johnny and Tom have made a trip to Texas just, you know, just to get a look, and so we're trying to make moves and trying to travel as well, and hopefully get the right eyes on us to be able to move on up.
Oh, very, very cool. So what about the far future? Is there anybody like on your dream list that you'd like to get in the ring with anywhere, anytime, anyhow?
Definitely. I mean, if Rikishi's still wrestling,
Okay.
there's a lot of big men, I would like to get into the ring with, Samoa Joe, these because I'm just huge fans of, and just to be able to work with them would be a dream come true. So if our paths cross, that would be amazing.
Oh, that would be pretty cool. I would say, this is just my opinion, but like if you got be able to get into the ring with Rikishi, it could be almost like looking into the mirror kind of thing. You guys kind of got a similar persona going,
Yeah, that's why I think that would be a good match
That would be
if that
fun.
could work out.
And from my understanding, he's doing a lot of training.
Oh.
If I'm correct, if people want to get on the interwebs and look that up, but I believe he is, but I'm not positive. But it doesn't mean that he still couldn't get in the ring for a few, Once
No.
a wrestler, always a wrestler, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That would be cool. And then Samoa Joe. So have you been able to get into any like the WWE, when they come into town, that kind of stuff, backstage, and have you been able to get into any of that yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
There was several of our guys that did get selected for this past Raw. They didn't get used, but they still, got to hang out in the back. But I'm still, my hopes are up. I'm not too worried yet because I feel I'm still very green. But I think my opportunities will eventually come if I keep at it.
Okay, that's very cool. All right. So beyond so you got that. So beyond that, so what do you currently got going on? You like I said, you kind of broke away with from JK Pop, and now you've kind of got your eye on a little bit of gold, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So now that I'm on my own, I decided to really showcase what a Jumbo can be, and taking a little inspiration from Gold Dust as well as Xerxes from 300. I've been putting together and molding a persona that is I feel closer to who I am, and gold is what I really seek. And so hopefully there will be gold around my waist very soon too.
So you've like I said, you gotta got your eye on that Rocky Mountain Pro Ignition Championship, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
And hopefully at a Shocktober I can add more gold to my already big bag of gold. But we'll see. That's going to be the biggest stage that I will have performed under.
Very awesome, very cool. All right, well, Jumbo, I want to thank you for joining me on this episode. But before I do let you go, tell the people if they wanted to follow you on social media, where could they do that? And do you have any merch that people could possibly buy?
Yes, I definitely have some more merch. You can find me. You could find on Amazon as well, or you can find me on Facebook at Jumbo underscore RMP, or on Twitter at Jumbo underscore RMP. You can always message me there, and I'd be more than happy to, get merch out to you or say hello, or if you just want to ask any questions.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Once again, thank you for joining me. And of course, I'll be checking up with you in a few days.
All right, thank you very much.
Once again, a big thank you to Jumbo Zamori for coming on to this episode of the Wrestling with Altitude podcast and letting all the listeners get to know just a little bit more about him. Catch him primarily at all your Rocky Mountain Pro events throughout the months, throughout the weeks, throughout the days, and especially coming up this week with Rocky Mountain Pro having Shocktober week. Four great events to view with them. But before we get there, let's do a quick week in review of what I got to experience this week in professional wrestling. And that was, unfortunately, on Thursday. There was some maintenance issues at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds, so there was no charged live event for Rocky Mountain Pro, so we had to skip right over until Friday, when Rocky Mountain Pro invaded the Alamo Drafthouse and had wrestling at the movies. Great event. Those are always kind of fun. Got to get a little taste of wrestling and a movie, with this time being Army of Darkness. And gosh, I can't believe that there was one Twitter respondent out there that never heard of Army of Darkness. I mean, I can't believe you. This is the 1992 cult classic. Oh, but anyways, so then on Saturday, headed down to Colorado Springs Wrestling for their Slam Bash number 4, and that was a lot of great events. Congratulations to the new tag team champs, the Trainers Association of Jimbo Lucas and Damian Malice. And then the UWO is taking over Colorado Springs Wrestling. So, gosh, we'll see how that turns out. But otherwise, that was a great event. So, but let's talk about what we have coming up this week. And boy, do we have a full week coming up here in the Wrestling with Altitude area. And that, of course, starts off, of course, with every Wednesday night for the AEW NXT Wednesday Night War, sponsored by Slave to the Deathmatch and Neon Fights. And that is at the Watering Bowl over on Leedsdale. Free event, great drink specials, and I believe they always have like a match or two live as well. Then on Thursday, it's the last charged before Shocktober for Rocky Mountain Pro. So if you want to get over there, get tickets at rmpwrestling.com, or of course you can get tickets in person at the quarry over the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Golden, Colorado. So that's going to be a not to miss, especially if you're going to Shocktober. Then on Friday, we got a couple events. With it being the last Friday of the month, it's going to have the Rocky Mountain Pro Experience from the Rack House Pub in Denver. It is a free event. They just ask you to turn that money over into refreshments, drinks, and of course, support your local wrestling talents by buying a t-shirt, photo, or other items of that they may have there for sale. Also on Friday, we have the return of Higher Pro Wrestling presents the main event, and that is at 9 p.m. from Studio 420 at 808 East 78th Avenue in Denver, Colorado. Got lots of great events. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets of $20 for general admission, $50 VIP. And the VIP package always comes with some goodies. Then on Saturday, we have even more events to talk about. First, Iron Heels Championship Wrestling is back. Going to have their Queen of the Rockies 8-woman tournament. And as well as a couple other events as well. I believe we have Jimbo Lucas, Damian Malice in action, as well as Cowboy James Hunter. It's a free show. at the Peak 31 inside the Union Station in Colorado Springs at 2419 North Union Boulevard. And then also on Saturday, we have Lucha Libre and Laughs. What a Horrible Night to Have a Curse. Going to be great. Holodead is going to be there, as well as Super Thunder Frog. And this is at the Oriental Theater at 8 p.m. If you want to get tickets to that, just head over to theorientaltheater.com and you can get tickets there. So it's going to be a spooktacular Halloween edition of Lucha Libre and Laughs. Oh, and then also, this should be good because Anai is going to defend his title against Shotzi Blackheart, one of Shotzi's last independent dates before she heads over to the big show at WWE. So come out and have fun with that. And then also, it is the last show for Rocky Mountain Pro at Romero's Canine Club of the season. That's going to be at 9 p.m., doors at 8. Want to get tickets for that? Head over to rmpwrestling.com and you'll be able to purchase them there, of course. As always, tickets are a little bit cheaper if you do buy in advance. And then finally, we're going to end the week with Rocky Mountain Pro Shocktober, A Nightmare on Blake Street, from the Summit Music Hall at 5 p.m. Doors, I believe, at 5. Show, I believe, starts at 6. You want to get tickets. Tickets can be purchased at, of course, rmpwrestling.com. Or if you attend any of the Rocky Mountain Pro events, you can get your tickets in person, and you basically will save yourself the service fees when you buy them online. So that's going to be great. Holodead versus Abaddon in a casket match. The tag team championship is on the line. The Too Cold Scorpio and Alex Anthony versus the tag dudes of Mercury Yaden and Curtis Cole. And then the Rocky Mountain Pro Championship, Marlon Bishop versus Sledge, as well as a few other matches going to be there as well. So that's going to be fun to end your Sunday night. Well, that is it that I know of coming up this upcoming week. But before we get out of here, that's, of course, thank the Trending Topics Network for hosting this show. And if you like this show, stay subscribed to this feed, or go ahead and subscribe to this feed, and you can catch other great shows such as All Beer Inside, Old School at the Movies, the Eurovision Showcase, and Wrestling Cheers. If you want to get in contact with this show, website of WrestlingWithAltitude.com, email at podcast@WrestlingWithAltitude.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Twitter handle is WrestleAltitude. And once again, I want to thank you all for listening and having fun wrestling with Altitude.